You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White sports fans, in a surprise to no one, our player, Caitlin Clark, went number one overall in the WNBA draft to the Indiana Fever. I believe that's their name. This WNBA, I really couldn't name all of the teams. Now, maybe, just maybe, the WNBA will actually change. Okay, let's get real here for a second, man. The NBA in the 1970s was pretty much dead. The NBA. And then a couple of players hit the scene. I don't know if you guys actually heard of them. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. That changed the face of the NBA. Michael Jordan comes in, I believe, 5 years later. And then the NBA takes off. Maybe, just maybe, this could actually happen now for the WNBA. Caitlin Clark has now hit the scene. Things are changing for the WNBA. Will the WNBA actually rise up? I don't know. The WNBA up to this point has never made a profit in, 26, 27 seasons? I mean, every single team loses money. Yeah, nobody cares about the WNBA. But people do watch women's college basketball. I mean, it was historic what happened on this past season. But now Caitlin Clark is actually going to the WNBA. Will people actually tune in so WNBA players can actually make some money? Now, people are pretty shocked on the amount of money that Caitlin Clark will actually make in WNBA. Yeah, she's not making a whole bunch of money, at least for an athlete. Now, for the average person, you know, she's doing quite well. I believe she's actually going to make something like $75,000 this first season. And I believe there's like minor increases over like 4 years. There's no money in WNBA. But maybe Caitlin Clark is that person that can actually change it. She's going to need some help. Now, Angel Reese, I believe she actually went number seven in the WNBA draft. So maybe they can actually have that type of a rivalry to actually get people to tune in and change the fortunes of WNBA. But the WNBA is just way too woke right now, man. They got a lot of work to do. Well, Russell Wilson, quarterback in the NFL, decided it was a good idea to actually virtue signal for the WNBA. I guess when he actually found out how much Caitlin Clark would actually be making. And it did not go well for Russell Wilson. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Russell Wilson takes to Twitter to pray for Caitlin Clark and WNBA players to earn more, promptly gets roasted. In order to actually get paid more money, you actually have to make money. Now, the only reason why the players can actually get paid you know, to 75,000, I believe the top player is something like 230, 250, something like that, is because the NBA actually subsidizes the WNBA. So any changes with the WNBA actually has to go through the NBA owners. Yeah. The WNBA cannot stand on its own, never has, but will it? I don't know. But Russell Wilson decided, hey, let me go out there and virtue signal. He put this out right here. He posted on it, these ladies deserve so much more, praying for the day. Because we can actually see here the breakdown of Caitlin Clark's contract. It's going to be 4 years, $338,000, and actually $338,056. I don't want to shortchange her there. And she's going to make a little over $76,500. Then looks like the next season, about a $2,500 pay raise. Then it goes to 85.8. Then in the fourth season, she still can't even hit $100,000. But Russell Wilson, man, is virtue signaling. And he's getting destroyed. For one thing, man, Caitlin Clark, look at this here. Everybody's talking about Caitlin Clark and her salary. But guess what? Those salaries have been around, you know, for a while. No money in the WNBA. They don't make money. They can't pay, you know, $3, $4, $5 million. I believe what the average NBA player makes something like $9 to $10 million. But still, even the top players, the most famous players in NBA, they make way more money off the court. It's no different with Caitlin Clark. Now, Caitlin Clark here, she's going to get her $76K, but check this out. Her NIL deals, $3.1 million. Caitlin Clark is going to make money off the court of the WNBA. She doesn't need to go overseas and play. A lot of those other WNBA players, they need to do that. Why? Because they have no market value. They have none. That's why they go overseas and play. That's why Brittany Griner was actually in Russia playing. I believe she was getting something like over $1 million a year. But the thing is Brittany Griner actually marketable? No. No, she's not. She's really not. Caitlin Clark is. People will tune in for her. I mean, she had Gatorade, whatever, $3.1 million. That's probably more money than every single WNBA player, even with marketing. Because the women over there, they're just not marketable, man. But look here, look what the quartering says to Russell Wilson. How many season tickets do you hold? Of course not. I'm not even sure if Russell Wilson has ever watched a WNBA game. Could be wrong. I don't know. Next person says, deserve more based on what? The WNBA is non-profitable. Exactly. You cannot pay more if you don't make more. Next one here says, you're overpaid. Give her some of your scratch. Next person says, go to their games and support them. That's how it works. Yeah. All of these people, man, virtue signaling, all these athletes out there virtue signaling, go to the games. Now, in the case of the NBA, yeah, NBA players will actually go to the games, but they have a vested interest in the WNBA actually succeeding. Russell Wilson doesn't. I haven't heard about him going to any games. Another person here says, invest $35 million. You're being overpaid this season into the bankrupt WNBA to help the girls out. Now, any common sense businessman wouldn't want anything to do with putting money into the WNBA. Now, Tom Brady, I believe his deal to own a part of the Las Vegas Aces already done. He put money into it, but we know there's going to be no return on that investment. I mean, I guess he can just write it off as a loss. But now that Caitlin Clark has actually hit the scene, maybe, just maybe, the WNBA's fortunes could change. We don't know yet. We'll have to see. But it's going to take more than her, man. I'm pretty sure people will actually show up for her. But outside of that, are people going to show up for non-Indiana Fever games? I don't know. We have to see. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.